The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
This week, Kev was giving away tickets for Aintree, but he wanted the listeners to sing for them.
Every day this week, we've got chances for you to win tickets for Aintree. The Grand National Festival is on the way, kicking off on Thursday, the 3rd of April. Tickets and badges still available. Get in touch with aintree.co.uk or get down to the box office and purchase yours. Got a great prize up for grabs this morning. We have a pair of tickets for the County Roof Stand for Thursday. Our caller is hanging on the line. It is Simon. Morning, Simon.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Splendid. How are you?
I'm fine. Did you eat lots of Easter eggs, did you?
Do you know what, mate? I didn't eat one Easter egg. I don't really do the chocolate thing, so I didn't eat any. What about yourself?
No, not at all, mate. Nothing.
No, what did you get up to over the weekend?
Not really. Not much. My wife was in work and that, so she works in the hospital and that, so I was just at the kids, looking after the kids. And
did the kids enjoy Easter?
Yeah, they did. Oh, yeah, they're chocolate full up now.
Fantastic. All right, we've got a pair of tickets for you, Simon, up for grabs for Thursday for the County Roof. And if you win now, we'll put you in the draw for Friday to upgrade your tickets for VIP package.
Oh, marvellous.
All right, all we need to do is have a little snippet of a song from you is related in some way or another to a horse. For example, it could be something like this. Could be something like that, or it could be someone who looks like a horse, or it could just anything related to a horse. In okay, your own time, then. Simon, let's have your song this morning.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Horsey, horsey, don't you stop. Just let your feet go clippity-clop. Your tail goes swish and the wheels go round. Giddy up, we're homeward bound.
One of the most obvious, but well done, that's good enough for me. You've won yourself a pair of tickets.
Marvellous,
not a problem. And listen up on Friday, please, Simon, because if you are pulled out of the draw on Friday, we'll upgrade yours to a big VIP package, including meal for two, champagne, and even invites to the after-race party, the official after-race party at Arbor de Cuba. That'll be great on the Saturday. All right, then, Simon, do you want to say hello to anyone this morning, fella?
Just everyone who knows me, probably quite a few early, but never mind.
Cool, well, nice having you on, Mr. Simon Williams from Stockbridge Village. Have a great day today and enjoy racing at Aintree. Cheers, Simon.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Kev had a rather interesting email from a lady suspecting her husband of cheating. Have a listen and see what you think.
Now, this email, good morning to, I'm going to say, I don't know whether to say your name or not. You've said not to say your surname, but yeah, I won't say your name just on this one. But anyway, just let me read this email to you. It's quite serious. Morning, Kev. Okay, it's 3 p.m. and I'm emailing you. I'm not a nutcase, by the way. I just need a guy's perspective. I'm married to a guy called Brian. I don't know whether I like giving names out. I've got two children by him, and we've been together 10 years. It's all been fairly good until recently his business trips are becoming more frequent, and the longer the trips are. I know it sounds like a cliche, but I seriously feel like something is wrong with him. For instance, he started going to the gym, and he's wearing different aftershave. This is not a well-kept man. He normally can't be bothered. And we haven't, you know what, for over 6 months. God, it's driving me mad. Please put my paranoia to rest and tell me what you think. Am I just being paranoid, or maybe I'm spending too much time on my own with two kids? Please don't read out my last name if you happen to mention this on air. One more thing. It's Easter. This has been in a few days, by the way. One more thing. It's Easter, and he's been away on a conference. Do companies meet up on bank holidays? It's a serious email. I was going to email back with my thoughts, but I just thought maybe we'd mention it on the air and just see. But I don't know. I don't know what your thoughts are. And also, I don't really want to say that what I think in case it gets you more paranoid.
What do you think, Kevin?
Well, I think if you want me to be 1,000,000% honest, I think it's a tad dodgy. It could be innocent. It could be innocent. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It could really be innocent.
Companies don't meet up on bank holidays,
do
they?
That's what I was thinking. And especially if she's saying the change of aftershave and everything like that. It doesn't paint the best picture.
What would you think if it was Tim?
Oh, he'd be out.
I wouldn't give him a chance to explain.
What you were?
Serious.
I feel sorry for Tim. You know, he only has to go upstairs to get a wash, and she's right behind him. What are you doing?
I hate it. I am very jealous, and I wouldn't like that situation at all.
She's actually speaking with her arms folded.
I feel sorry for her. I really do.
What do you think, Lisa?
Oh, I don't know, because he could just want to be a bit healthy at the moment with the whole gym thing, and he could be going through a bit of a midlife crisis, changing the aftershave, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but most men, when have they have a midlife crisis, have an affair, don't they?
I thought you were going to say have a change of aftershave.
I just said that so matter-of-factly. They have an affair.
It's a fact. It's true. That or they buy a little sports car.
Well, I've recently chosen my aftershave. I'm thinking, well, I've got no car at the moment, so I'm having problems with the new one that I got. So I'm going to be changing my car. And I'm probably going to buy some new clothes. So does that mean I'm having an affair?
No, you're not old enough to have a midlife crisis yet, Kev.
Right,
okay. You're
all
right.
No, he is.
We'll let you off.
No, I'm not. God, I'm sorry. You've caused me that I'm here, love. Well, anyway, I don't know. If you are listening, and I hope you are, I'm not taking sides. It does sound a tad dodgy, but I wouldn't jump to conclusions just yet. But I don't know. I don't know whether we've helped or not.
Well, now she's listened to Claire, I can imagine her paranoia has been...
I know, but that's...
tenfolded.
Yeah, but I think there's reason to be paranoid on that one. I do, personally.
No, but you get paranoid when Tim starts breathing.
What are you breathing like that for?
So, don't listen too much to
Claire.
We have, however, got a text that's just come through saying, are you free tonight? It's probably your fella.
It's probably Tim.
With Cam Solicitors.
All right, well, thank you for your email. You know who you are, and fingers crossed everything works out.
Download and get seeding. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Right, we've got a couple of people hanging on. We got an email that I got sent from Layla, who thinks there's something a bit dodgy going on with her husband. We've got a couple of people hanging on the line with their thoughts. Hello to Elaine in Hollywell. Hi, Elaine.
Hiya, you're right, Kev.
Fine, thank you. What are your thoughts on her email?
Well, she should definitely, you know, where he works, find out where he stays, because I've got a friend who's just gone through a similar thing.
Yeah.
Really nice couple, and he was cheating.
Really?
And she was gutted, but she's starting to move on now, sort of life out, so...
Sometimes, you know, I think the gut feeling, you know, and I've had that in the past when... Yeah. When I've had a similar situation, and your gut feeling is quite often always right.
It is, because I don't often phone in or text in, but I heard that this morning, I thought, whoa... Definitely.
Smelling a rat.
Definitely. Yeah.
Good one. Elaine, thanks a lot for your thoughts on that.
Okay, then.
Have a great day today. Cheers.
And you, Kev.
See you later. Bye-bye. Let's go to the Wirral. Paul. Hi, Paul.
Morning, Kev.
Morning, Paul. What's your thoughts?
He's got to be guilty, hasn't he?
Sounds a bit... I don't really want to take sides, but it does sound a bit dodgy.
Going on sort of past experience, Kev, yeah. I mean, I know I'd texting about phoning the hotel and stuff, but, yeah, I've seen that done before, and it's always brought up negative results, unfortunately. But, you know, she's got to have her own, you say, good feeling about it. You know, it's up to how she plays it, I suppose.
I think for the fact that her good feeling is to send me an email asking my thoughts on it, and, you know, is she being a bit paranoid, that kind of stuff, is he playing away? I mean, that good feeling is saying there's a red light spelling danger there.
Yeah, well, she sends it, about 3 o'clock in the morning or something? She
said,
so she's up all night worrying and whatever. You know, she doesn't need that, obviously.
No, she needs to put her mind to rest, really, doesn't she?
Exactly.
Because she's got kids.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah. Paul, thanks a lot for your call.
No worries. Cheers, Kev.
Have a nice day.
And yourself.
Cheers. Okay, Layla, so you've got a couple of thoughts from our listeners there this morning, if you are listening this morning, and let us know how things go. I do remember an ex-girlfriend of mine one time ranting and raving on the phone about how she'd gone through a bank account of mine, which had gone through the bank statement of mine, which I just think is just so outrageous. I just, it's one thing. You're supposed to have some private things, and that I think is one of them. And ranting and raving about as he found the bank statement. And who have I sent flowers to? Who have I sent flowers to? Manchester. We had murder on the phone, right? And I was like, well, I don't know. And I thought, well, I started flapping. Hang on. I'm loyal as you like. Always loyal when I'm in a relationship with someone I love. And I was just, what's going on? And anyway, when I got home, this person had left. Right, packed the bags and gone, and there was the bank statement on the bed with a circle around it in thick pen, you know, to show me that what she'd found, you know, after she'd been nosy and gone through my bank statement. And anyway, I was on the bed thinking, who was it? It must gotta be something just genuine. It's gotta be a family member or someone, you know. I couldn't think of anything. Suddenly looked at the top of the bank statement. It was 4 years old before it even met the girl.
Oh, God.
Oh,
I bet she felt an idiot.
Oh, dreadful.
Peggy stopped in on Thursday and we had a really cute girl on Kid in the Car. A future star, perhaps?
Oh, look who's here.
Guess who's back in the Kev Seed studio?
Hello, Peg.
Peggy's here.
Hello, Peggy.
Dear Mr. CD.
Yeah.
How are you? I haven't seen you for ages,
yeah,
dear.
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you, Peggy. I'm all right, thank you.
Well, there are two problems, to be honest with you,
Why haven't
ducks.
You been in?
The first one being that I did actually come in for a couple of months.
Yeah.
But I didn't know where you were.
Why?
I was in the other studio. I didn't know that you'd moved studios, dear.
Yeah, we've been in here.
Nobody told me.
Oh, right.
And the other reason,
What was the other reason?
I put me back out.
Oh, are you joking?
I went down. I didn't go down, dear.
Oh.
I went around. I didn't even go around. I went next door to see Arthur.
Oh, right.
You know, he always gives me a nosh. A nice nosh up on there on a Tuesday.
Yeah, you
I went around ages ago to see him.
Yeah.
And, we had a lovely time.
Did you?
And I was stuffed to iron girders. And, anyway, on the way back, I'd had a sherry or seven.
Yeah.
And I slipped up, didn't I?
Did you slip?
I hurt me ruddy back out.
Are you joking?
You wouldn't cocoa, would you,
No,
dear?
You wouldn't, would you?
Anyway,
you're all right now.
I better make the effort and get in.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of things.
Yeah.
Weasel. Hello, curly head.
Oh, hello.
That's a bright top you've got on, dear. Are you working on the roads, are you, later?
Yes.
Listen, how did you get on with your 30 test?
I failed.
She failed.
Yeah, you're joking.
No, she failed.
Next he'll be calling you a failure.
No, she's...
Anything Kev Seed says in my book's all right.
Oh, I love you, Peggy.
Are you all right, Claire?
I'm very well, thank you, Peggy. Nice to see you.
Listen, I'm going to... Does anyone want a drink? I'll go and put the kettle on.
Yeah, that's cool.
Call me Polly, and I'll go and put the kettle on. oh, by the way, Seedy.
Yes.
Are you doing your show anywhere on Ladies' Day?
Yeah, I'm doing it from Ain't Too Why.
All right. I'm just wondering.
Oh,
that's
all right.
I'll see you later, dear.
Yeah.
I'll go put the kettle on there, Peggy.
Right, so I know why she's back.
Definitely.
A week before entry, she wants to come because I get you, Peggy.
She did it last year, remember?
That's right. She gatecrashed, remember, last year? She turned up looking like Hyacinth Bouquet. Joe, we're doing our show live from Aintree on Ladies' Day morning. And look who's looking for an invite. What's she like?
In the car.
Right, 8:28, kid in the car time. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
How old are you?
Seven.
And what do you want to do when you grow up?
A singer.
You want to be a singer?
Yeah.
Well, what's your favourite song you like to sing?
Foundations.
Foundations by Kate Nash?
Yeah.
Really? Do you want to sing a little bit for me now?
Yeah.
Go on then.
My fingertips are holding onto the cracks in our foundation. And I know that I should let go, but I can't. And every time we fight, I know it's not right. So I make you upset and I smile. I know I should forget, but I can't.
Yeah, that was amazing!
I
like the Cockney accent
you're
putting on
too.
I've got a sore throat.
You've got a sore throat.
Sorry.
Well, I tell you what, considering you've got a sore throat, that was fantastic. And you can do a Cockney accent as well, can't you?
Yeah.
Can you talk to me in Cockney then now?
No.
Go on. You all right, mate? Oh, that's not Cockney. I'm rubbish at accent. So you just found out.
Really?
That's Cockney slash witness. There we go. Amy, have you got a joke for us this morning?
Yeah.
Go on then. What's your joke?
Hey, Kev, my dad's got a new job and he's a taxi driver and he went to pick this girl up from the village. And when he brought her home, she said, "Can you help me with my shopping, love?" So my dad brought the shopping in for her. And then she said, "Can you go upstairs and get me slippers for me, love?" And then he saw two lovely girls on the bed, and my dad said to the two lovely girls, "Your mum just asked me to come up and kiss you," and they said, "No, she didn't." But then he shouted down, "Listen to this. Was it one of them or two of them, love?" "Two of them, of course."
I get you. It took a while, but I got you now. Well done. Well done, Amy. Not only a good singer, you're a comedian as well, aren't you? Fantastic. You want to say hello to any of your friends or family this morning?
Yes, can I say hello to my mum, my dad, my sister, and Jenna, the DIY king, and Diane, and Lou, and all my friends.
Fantastic. Amy, can you say one more thing for me? Can you say something for me? Will you just say, oh, man?
Oh, man.
Amy, have a great day today. Thanks a lot for coming on. You were brilliant. See you later.
Bye, Kev.
Bye, Amy.
And Friday, we had a caller come on and tell us she heard a rumour that Kev was getting married. Well, I never.
Got an important, is it an anniversary or a birthday mention you want to do?
It's me, Nan and Grandad's wedding anniversary.
Okay, what's their names?
Bert and Edna.
Oh, Bert. You think of Bert and Edna, you just think older people. You just think lovely older people, don't you?
Typical older names.
This is your Nan and Grandad, yeah?
Yeah, it's the 75th wedding anniversary. 70. Just want to say congratulations.
Oh, 75 years. Congratulations, Bert. And I bet you they're still going strong, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do they still hold hands?
I think they do, Kev.
Oh, cute. How cute that. Bert and Edna, 75 years married. Happy anniversary from you. What, Steph and all, what family, all family and friends?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Steph, thanks a lot for calling up.
Oh, Kev, can I just ask you something?
Certainly.
Is it true that you're getting married on Tuesday?
Is it true I'm getting married on Tuesday?
Yeah.
No.
I've heard that you're getting married and it's going to be in St. Nicholas Church by the Crown Plaza.
Where did you hear this from?
Well, me and my mates were talking about it.
Think you're barking up the wrong tree there, Steph.
No, it was definitely you. We were having our tea out and we heard other people talking about it as well.
Probably a different Kev seed, Steph. Definitely barking up the wrong tree. Not me getting married on Tuesday.
But there is only one Kev seed.
You don't know that. Get out of it.
Hang on, you've been keeping something from us.
Kev's got a bit red.
He's got red.
Oh, like, yeah, I'm going to keep
that.
You
have, though. You always, when you're embarrassed, you go red and your face is beetroot at the moment.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. It's boiling in here this morning.
It isn't. It's quite nippy, actually.
Yeah, I can see that. No, I don't know where you got that from. I mean, if I was getting married, I'd tell you. Wouldn't I?
Well, I'd hope so. I told you about my upcoming nuptials.
Oh, get the... Steph, where you've started in here?
You definitely said it was your name, you know.
That I'm getting married.
Yeah.
On Tuesday?
Yeah.
In front of the Crown Plaza, the church there. See, I don't even know the name. Wouldn't I know the name if I was getting married there?
St. Nicholas Church.
That's the one, yeah.
No. Oh. No. Do you mean that's the one?
No, I'm going to turn up and see it.
You're going to turn up, are you?
Yeah.
Right, whatever. Well, you can turn up all your life, but I won't be there.
Steph, down the line, so we need to talk to you afterwards.
Get lost.
Yeah. I want some more information.
You are up to something because you've gone bright red.
I often go red. I go red at the drop of a hat.
There's something up here.
The red at the drop of a top hat.
I smell a rat.
Get out of it. Steph, look where you've started now. Whatever you got your information from, it's obviously a load of baloney. Steph, hope your Nan and Grand. Let's get back to the point here. We're running out of time. Steph, thanks a lot for calling up.
Okay.
And hope your Nan and Grandad have a fantastic wedding anniversary today.
Okay, then.
Cheers, Steph.
I'll see you on Tuesday.
Tune in to the Kev Seat Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.